How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. And you, everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Here for a good time. What do we got going on? Oh, I gave you a top six list. It's what I do Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Tonight, took a look at some of the worst contracts in sports. Right now, active contracts. Guys who are getting paid who ain't living up to the billing. The contracts are questionable. The guy or gal, they're not healthy. They're an albatross. They're a weight. They're an anchor. I can give you full explanations, but so we got rewind buttons for. If you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, all you got to do is hit rewind. Thank you to everyone listening on our many affiliates, all of our friends on SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do is ask your, I don't know what it's called. It could be Google or Alexa or whatever it is. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Here's the deal. Let me give you a quick recap. Worst active contracts in sports. And number six, I gave you Russell Westbrook. Thank God he's making $47 million this year, and it's an expiring deal. Yeah, $47 million for a guy to come off the bench. And number five, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Why a two-time MVP is the worst of contract? Did you hear this man whine and cry and almost retire and give you a soliloquy and climb a mountain and do a cleanse just to get paid? It's like they had to bribe him to come back. Oh, here's 50 mil for the next three. It's like the Green Bay Packers signed up for a headache just to bring him in. And then before I give you Russell Wilson, shout outs to my main man, Marty from Westchester. He is an excellent caller. Always. Hey, Shep, where did Marty come from? I know where he came from. He's from Westchester County in New York. But he is a perfect caller, man. He
you
calls.
Might be right. Like,
no, just... he calls. He hits his point. He gives his reason. And it's good. There's no dilly-dallying. He's just awesome. We need to get Marty. Do you think we get Marty a job here?
Listen, CBS Sports Radio could never not have, sorry for the double negative, enough good, diligent, studious people working behind the glass here.
Yeah, Marty, I don't know if he wants to work, but...
Sounds like he would.
I don't know. Marty's excellent.
But he'd want to work at WFAN, not CBS Sports Radio.
Well, he can do that, too.
Okay.
Let Marty do all the jobs. Anyway, Westbrook 6. Rodgers 5, Russell Wilson 4, Deshaun Watson 3. Yeah, guaranteed money. Kawhi Leonard 2, And the worst contract, I'd say, active contract in sports right now, Steven Strasburg. This man won an MVP in the World Series and has basically been MIA since. And it is just what I would find to be horrific injuries. Thoracic outlet syndrome. He had to have muscles taken out of his ribs and his neck. He had two neck muscles removed. What? I don't know nothing about nobody's neck. I know I got traps. Where the hell are you taking a muscle out of somebody's neck? No thank you. Between that and carpal tunnel, like right after he won World Series MVP in 2019, the Nationals said, hey, he has $245 million. He's only made seven starts since. Seven. I mean, God bless him in his recovery and just his physical well-being. But I mean, sheesh. That's a lot of money to just be busted up and hurt. 855-212-4CBS. No, and by the way, no, I didn't forget anybody. I actually thought about this list along with super producer Dave Shepard. And so, yes, if you are mentioning a name to me or us, we probably thought about it. 855-212-4CBS. Frankie's calling from Nashville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great stuff, JR. I know y'all probably thought about Bobby Bonilla, but that's actually not which direction I want to go. A guy who's actually on the field, Giancarlo Stanton with the Yankees, just not getting, what is it, $325 million? I don't see the production.
Well, I think the good thing about his contract is the Yankees aren't on the hook every year for every penny of it, as the Marlins are still, you know, I think fitting the bill for about 10 mil out of every season. So it's probably costing the Yankees closer to, I think, around 25 every season, which isn't, you know, totally over the hill. And but his contract is and can be a problem, knowing his injury history. He started off last season actually playing in the field, but we saw him break down. But I certainly understand his contract is always a sticking point for New York Yankee fans when you think about, you know, him occupying a DH slot that you would hope one day Aaron Judge sits in.
What about my man Bonilla? Getting paid through 2035?
Well,
your thoughts?
He was considered, but he's on a deferred contract. So, I mean, I can always throw him on the list because the New York Mets got caught up in a Ponzi scheme before Steve Cohen took over. But, yeah, I wasn't thinking about a deferred situation. I wanted to stick on guys who were active as well.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate you. John is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, good evening. You know, I have to go down to Dallas and look at Ezekiel Elliott. Man,
yeah.
Like, talk about downhill after that $90 million contract. And what makes it even more cringeworthy is when you watch Tony Pollard go out there running wild in what is, like, the same conditions or whatever you want to call it. And, I mean, like I say, man, Zeke, I don't know. Bad contract right there. You're getting a lot more production, it looks like, for a lot less right now with Tony Pollard. So that's got to be it for me.
Not reasonable, John, and thank you for calling from Buffalo. The only man who makes more money from the running back position than Ezekiel Elliott would happen to be Christian McCaffrey, who's making on average $1 million more. $1 million more, I should say, than Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott clocking in at about 15 per year, and then you have Christian McCaffrey making 16. And I believe Saquon Barkley, man, if he continues what he's doing right now on the way to being the NFL comeback player of the year, yeah, Saquon Barkley is probably going to hit that 17 million mark if he can hit the correct jackpot. But no, Ezekiel Elliott is certainly someone, when you look at the injuries that he suffered and the amount of money he's making, he's supposed to be that premier back. Ezekiel Elliott's supposed to be, 1,000, 1,500 yards on the ground. People expect for another, I don't know, 600, 700 in the air, and but he's always busted up. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I'm going to cut right to the chase. I'm going to say like Mike Trout. I'm going to say Mike Trout, great baseball player, maybe one of the best five-tool baseball players to play the game. But at the end of the day, I believe you're judged on championships, and I believe he's only been to the playoffs once, never won a playoff series, and now he has the degenerative issue. So that's my pick. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, thank you, Mark, for calling from Maryland. Is that his fault, though? Is it Mike Trout's fault that they're not going to the playoffs? What are we going to do, blame Shohei Ohtani as well? And you want to talk about breaking the bank, my God. If Max Scherzer is making $43 million per season, if Aaron Judge is going to try to approach 40, what is Shohei Ohtani going to ask for? Shohei Ohtani might be the first $50 million per year player in Major League Baseball. And that will be an interesting contract whenever he signs it, how long he signs it for, because let's be realistic. How long is he going to be an awesome pitcher and hitter? His hitting and batting is likely going to last longer than his pitching, or maybe it's going to be the opposite. Like, something's going to have to give, right? He's an interesting test case. I know there are going to be tons of people who look at Aaron Judge and say, how is a guy 6'7", 270 pounds, how is he going to age? How is he going to last as an outfielder? And sure, we've seen some big guys in the past. Nobody this damn big and this athletic. That's one question. But Ohtani? That's a whole nother story. So I'm not going to look at Mike Trout. Yes, we found out about his back, and now he's saying his back is not that bad. But he's been kind of nicked and dinged up as well over time. And so is his $430 million contract going to age? Well, probably not. But I think he's going to still go out there and give something. Kevin is calling from Louisville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kev.
What's up, my brother, JR?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I just got home from work, and I'm listening. And you are the best sports show in America. JR for president, by the way.
Oh, no thanks.
Tannehill, I don't know what – y'all got max those big contracts. Tannehill, I don't know what he makes, but it ain't worth it. And to your point a while ago, I was coming home listening to Odell Beckham. I know he don't want to play in a cold atmosphere, but he would fit really good with my man, Lamar Jackson. Yes.
He would. He certainly would. I don't know if he would get the ball as much as he would like, but.
Well, I don't know, JR. They need him.
I agree, and I would love.
Tell you what, it'll take the pressure off Lamar when he has that. Lamar, maybe better. It might be make him better too as a receiver.
Yeah,
and Mark Andrews is number one. So
hurt. Yeah, Mark Andrews is hurt. You have Duvernay. No, I agree with you. He would be a great fit. I don't know if it'd be his first choice, knowing that the offense is designed.
I know he didn't choose it, but, yeah. Man.
Well, we'll see what he chooses. Appreciate you, Kev.
All right, I love you, JR.
Love you too, man. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Louisville. No doubt about it. And he said Tannehill overpaid. He's like, I don't care how much money Ryan Tannehill makes. The guy makes too much. He makes about $30 million per year. Fine. He's starting. He's okay. He's an average quarterback. He's getting paid commensurate to his performance. And unfortunately, Tannehill's performance typically leads to interceptions in the playoffs. That's just normal for him. Matt is calling from Michigan. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Great show. I was calling to say Max Scherzer. I mean, ever since he left Detroit, and then I pretty sure he went to the Nationals and then on to the Mets. He has scored some great deals, you know, contract-wise, but has never panned out. I'm pretty sure he's 11-5 in regular season and then completely choked in the playoffs. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, I'm not gonna slaughter Max Scherzer's contract. I mean, he did win a World Series when he went to the Nationals. The other thing is, he brings validity to a team. I mean, even this past season, yes, he didn't have the greatest of ends with the New York Mets, but the man, when he was healthy, he brings a what is the word? I don't want to call it an aura, but he's no nonsense, and his attitude rubs off on the rest of the team. It's no nonsense. It's let's get to business.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, for that amount of money, I think he's making $43 million a year, and I think Verlander's looking for the same thing. I mean, the aura is great, but in the end, I mean, when it comes September, October, and you're the pitcher of the Mets,
Not in the case for the New York Mets. What are the New York Mets? What have they done over the past, I don't know, 37, 38 years? What have they done?
Spent a lot of money trying to get there. And he's part of
The New York Mets have spent a lot of money where? In the big scheme of things, where?
In trying to win a World Series.
Well, are you confusing them with the New York Yankees? What are we looking at?
No. I'm not confusing them with the Yankees. I think the Yankees are absolutely overspent. But with the reasonably new owner of the Mets.
I'm not talking about Steve Cohen. I asked you about the past 35 years since they won a championship in 86. What have the New York Mets done?
They've spent a lot of money on trying to get some people.
You're filling me in blanks here. Let me actually tell you what the New York Mets have done.
I'm just talking broad.
I'm telling you broad and specific. The New York Mets have spent like a small market team. Have they gone out and spent cash and brought in names at the end? Pedro Martinez, yes. Have they signed a Carlos Beltran? Yes, one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Have they made their mistakes? Yes, they gave Derek Bell money, and this man was a real pirate. He stole money. But the New York Mets haven't spent commensurate to playing in the biggest market in New York. And
well,
that is
–
well, hold on,
Yankees,
Matt.
Yes, of
Matt,
course.
Matt,
but,
hold on. Because I think you're wrong here. I'm trying to really tell you why Max Scherzer at $43 million isn't the worst thing. But you're saying that the Mets have spent tons of money. And I'm telling you that the New York Mets have spent, yes, but they haven't spent like they should have. They haven't spent like people think they have. And moreover, the New York Mets, since winning a championship in 86, they've been to the World Series twice, and the New York Mets have also been a disaster of a franchise that has been run, unfortunately, by a penny-pinching real estate developer family. That's what
Right.
the Mets have been.
But what you're,
and hold on, Matt. Okay. I'm not done. Thank you. When you're trying to add validity to a squad, when you have a fan base that always feels like the sky is falling, New York Mets and the New York Met fans have this feeling of, how are we going to get screwed today? How are we going to lose? How are we going to fall apart? How are we going to miss out? How are we going to miss the free agent? That's the feeling with New York Met fans. Max Scherzer is a winner. Max Scherzer is someone who takes his job seriously. He's not riding around on his ranch in Miami, you know, falling into a boar's hole like a Cespedes, okay? He's not overweight like Mo Vaughn. The guy is about his business. He's going into the Hall of Fame. When you add someone like that to a locker room, it's worth the value. Because it trickles down not just because of his solo performance, but how everybody else views the organization, because you look at him and go, oh, they're serious. That's why he's worth the money, man.
In terms of, like, what you said was in contracts, it wasn't like franchises. So, yes, of course, the Dodgers and, of course, the Yankees are crazy in terms of what they spend to get players.
I'm not talking about what anybody spends.
No, what you said, the Yankees, in terms of New York markets. But in terms of the Max Scherzer as a single contract, not as a franchise.
No, like you're confused. No, listen to me, Matt.
No, I'm not confused. I'm just saying.
You are confused. Now I got you on hold. You are confused. Stop telling me about the team. I'm telling you the contract that Max Scherzer has. Yes, $43 million. $43 million they're paying this man. I'm telling you, for the New York Mets, it is worth it. For what he brings to the team, is worth it. For the attitude he brings to the team, is worth it. For the respect that the New York Mets receive as a franchise, Max Scherzer is worth it. He adds validity to the team, and the performance trickles down. Max Scherzer was wary of going to the Mets, and he met the owner, and he says, okay, I will play for the Mets because he's serious. Other teams look at that. Other players look at that. Other agents look at that. And by the way, yes, he didn't finish the season at the highest of notes, but he also had a damn good season. He got hurt, but he had a damn good year. Max Scherzer ain't about the games. That guy is nuts. The money is worth it. What do you want to tell me? Oh, you should have only paid him 35. Man, you can't look at that contract and tell me it's one of the worst in sports. Max Scherzer on the Mets, when they signed him, made you go, oh, damn, the New York Mets are spending money? The New York Mets are serious? They're not a joke anymore. Let's bring him back. He's still going to fight me. Matt is here from Michigan.
Yep, at 11 and 5 for $43 million a year, and then he completely chokes. In the playoffs, you feel that that's okay at $43 million a year as a
yes.
single contract.
Yes.
Barring
how many games? Well, here's the thing. I had to put him on mute again. Nobody gives a damn about wins, singular wins in baseball anymore. Okay. Unfortunately, the pitchers don't pitch long enough to pick up wins. Okay. If you want to tell me Max Scherzer should win 20-plus games and then he would be worth his, $43 million, you're missing the point. I think you just missed everything that I just said about what he brings to the team and the franchise. The New York Mets won, the team won 101 games this year. 101. Did Max Scherzer? He contributed 11 of them. How many actual games did they win because he was on the mound? What did he actually bring to the clubhouse that inspired these guys to actually show up and work and not be a bunch of lollygagging bums? Matt?
Yes. I don't agree with it because you cannot say that 11 wins out of 101 because he's a no disrespect, a cheerleader in a locker room at $43 million a year.
So
and then
let me
goes into the playoffs, JR, and totally bombs.
So Matt, let me ask you this: Have you ever played sports?
Yeah, actually, I have.
At what level?
Collegiate, nothing crazy.
Okay, what sport did you play?
I was a wrestler, and then I also played a minimal, but I was mostly a wrestler.
Okay. So, and football. Okay, so more of a wrestling is a singular sport, or you on a team?
Correct. Both. Both are important.
Okay.
Singular.
And then, have you ever been around baseball at all?
Yeah, quite a bit. Actually, a good friend of mine.
Where?
Was a minor leaguer with the Nationals.
Okay.
He played for Akron.
Okay. And have you ever been in a clubhouse with major leaguers?
No.
Okay. I think something, and I'm just going to leave it here. I think you're underestimating what a winner can bring to a clubhouse from just an environment perspective. You are more than welcome, as you are, to disagree with me on monetary value. But to think of Max Scherzer in line with some of the other individuals that I mentioned who don't even play as one of the worst contracts in sports, for a man who added validity to a franchise just by signing a contract, I think is really missing out on the big picture. But we can agree to disagree.
Correct.
Well, thank you, Matt, for calling from Michigan. That is wild. I can get it. You, oh, it's a lot of money for a guy. That man pitched his ass off when he played. Pitched his ass off. One of the biggest competitors in baseball. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're looking at contracts. Some of the worst contracts in professional sports right now. Active contracts, terrible. And number one, I gave you Steven Strasburg. The man can't even pitch. Was the MVP of the World Series in 2019, has made 7 starts since. And in the meantime, he's had a stress reaction in his ribs. He's had to deal with carpal tunnel. He has also had surgery to remove muscles in his ribs and his neck. Ouch. He's making $35 million a year to basically rehab. I wish him nothing but the best. That's just brutal what he's dealing with. But he's not on the mound. 855-212-4CBS. DJ's calling from Detroit. What's one of the worst contracts in sports, DJ?
What up, though, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, brother. What's going on?
This is my first time tuning in, man. I like listening to you so far. I call in here in Detroit to listen to my man Valenti and them quite often. So this is my first time checking you out, man. I like the way you rock.
Appreciate
so, you. So to stay on task, man, I feel bad about this. I really do, but it's business and it's not personal. Miguel Cabrera, my guy.
Yeah.
Since 2017, he's averaging 11 home runs per season. He's given us absolutely nothing at $32 million a year, and still we have him under contract until 2025. We're going to be paying him another $32 million a year. But, JR, what you were saying, man, Matt in Michigan, I was sitting here like, I can't wait to get on the radio to address this with JR, man, because I understand from playing team sports my whole life, and I go back and forth with this with my college teammates all the time, JR. There's a thing in sports called an intangible. And guys like a Scherzer, guys bringing in intangibles you can't put a stat on, man, that elevates the play of other people. Like Derek Jeter did that. So I fully understand where you were going with that. Even when you said, man, have you ever even played team sports, I knew where you were going. But I don't think Miguel Cabrera brings that intangible to my Tigers. I think it's holding us back as far as prospects. And I feel bad because he's definitely a Hall of Famer and all that stuff. But I think it's Cabrera, man.
Yeah, we know this past season was all about records for Miguel, but the fact is, and it's I don't want to say it's funny, but he's real honest. He's like, listen, I'm going to play out my whole contract. I'm getting all my money, and there's nothing anybody could do about that, and thank you about Max Scherzer. I can understand anybody who looks at Max and says, oh, that's a whole lot of money, but the man had an ERA of like 2, okay? And he got hurt, granted. And at the end of the year, he didn't have his best games. But he elevates the franchise just by being in the building.
And absolutely, man. Absolutely.
That's not something everybody can understand. It's like the New York Mets are not a joke because they added this man. For many reasons, they're not a joke. But he is a main one. You gotta swing for the fences, and they did it. And you know, maybe in the future, with or without Scherzer, they'll win a championship. And him being brought in helps change the aura around the team. I appreciate you, DJ. Thank you, man.
Hey, there are definitely. Before we go, too, man, I'm gonna start calling you. What nights are you on? You on every night?
I am here every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, every night, 4 hours.
Yeah. We'll top it up about this a little bit more, man. Because you're on a topic that before I go, JR.
Yes.
Me and my friends here in Detroit, man. Because they're huge Bulls fans. But one day we're arguing. These dudes are going to try to tell me. We were talking Dream Team. They were like, oh, man, Scottie Pippen was better than Isaiah Thomas. I said, man, are you guys kidding me right now, dude?
Well, they were doing a lot of drinking.
No, JR. What it was they're looking at Scottie Pippen, the defensive player, the all-around player. They said him at his peak. And I'm trying to tell these guys, dudes like Isaiah Thomas are getting slighted because you can't measure his intangible. You know, the
assassin.
People are saying that Chris Paul is better than him. These guys, they're not. You can't measure his
talent. Well, because Isaiah was an assassin. I put it to you this way, DJ, and I got to hit the news break in a second. I had someone call up last night, and I guess he was watching Charles Barkley, because I had a caller look at Ja Morant and say, I think he's overrated. He doesn't make his teammates better. And I said, you know what Ja Morant has that a lot of NBA players don't? Ja Morant is a straight killer, okay? And him being on the team and being someone who's willing to go out there and slaughter the opposition is enough, because he is a rare commodity when you have a game. Isaiah Thomas was the same way. It don't matter if he was out there on one leg, two legs, no eye, broken eye, cut eye, elbowed eye. That man was a killer.
But to your point, JR, his teammates, knowing that we got that guy on our team, it makes them play better.
There you go.
That goes back to your point with Scherzer. The guys out there play better because we got that guy.
It's about how you lead and how you set the tone. DJ, I appreciate you for calling from the D.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Thank you to everybody. All my friends listening on the ticket. I was just in Detroit. Thank you to my friends at The Ticket. I love them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, the Media for the Movement Tour will take me to the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Yeah. I'm going to go check in on the Blazers. Shout outs to all my friends in Birmingham. And thank you to Special Olympics. Thank you to Experian. I'm going to have me a good old time. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Right now, we're talking about some of the worst contracts in sports. I'm going to make sure that we can get on as many people as possible before I have to roll out. I can't believe I spent so much time trying to talk about Max Scherzer and the value he brings to the New York Mets. But let's go ahead and get to some great callers here. Hans is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going, man? I appreciate you taking my call. First-time caller and Dodgers fan here in Atlanta. So talking about Scherzer, man, I wish we really could have kept him in L.A. because he did bring that intangible and that toughness. And, I mean, anytime you got a guy who tells his manager – not to touch him when he's coming off the mound or coming into the dugout. That's some toughness right there.
He sets the tone, man. He said even for the New York Mets this year, he set the tone and was the ace of the squad while DeGrom was out. But we can go on about that. What are your thoughts on a bad contract?
Yeah, I got a bad contract. I'm going to stick with the Dodger organization and that Trevor Bauer contract, that three-year, $102 million deal. And, you know, with that legal issues or the accusations and whatnot, that just really, I mean, during that first season with the Dodgers and him not even being able to complete that, you know, that contract and everything, he's pretty much done. But I'd have to say that's probably one of the worst.
Yeah. They had to – I know they had to pay out, I think, the majority of it at the onset. But now that he's suspended until, what, like 2024, I think the Dodgers have only been left with about half of that bag that they have to pay out. But nonetheless, still a – well, he's just a disaster in and of himself. And,
you know,
even – it's not even a matter of innocent, guilty, was it permission, without permission – he has just really shown over the past several years to just be a nasty human being. And it's he's troubling. I wish him nothing but the best and hopefully recovering from whatever ails him, but it doesn't seem like he is even open to it. Hans, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
You as well. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, look, real fast, and maybe it's because he's playing here, but Zach LaVine, $43 million for 5 years. And that would put him in the top 10 of any NBA player, and including ahead of Giannis. That is crazy money.
Well, he's on the back end. Well, when I say the back end, he was due more recently for a contract, and he's being paid by or like a max player. He's an all-star, so that's commensurate for where he falls in and what he's eligible for.
He's 21 points and 4 rebounds. I guess he's, you know, you can make that claim because he plays for the Bulls. I'm talking about in the scheme of all of the NBA players.
Yeah, I mean, in the scheme of all NBA players. So there's actually there are metrics and markers that players have to hit for them to be eligible for different maximum type deals and contracts. The fact that Zach LaVine has a certain amount of service time in the NBA, the fact that he's been an all-star, it kind of already checks some of the boxes for him to receive the contract that he has. I know that there's been an adjustment for him playing alongside DeMar DeRozan, who is now their leading scorer. They play similar positions, different skill sets. And I think that may be one of the reasons why he's in this spot. But, yeah, no, NBA players get paid a lot of money, and Zach LaVine is one of them. He's one of the stars. Wait until these dudes start making $60 million a year. Go look at Jokic. Go look at that man's salary. Ralph is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, good morning, J.R. Love to hear you every night. So, to me, my contract, to me, is the worst contract. I normally don't pay attention to contracts, but when it comes to Kyler Murray, I feel like he was a bad contract. He disputed so much, he wanted a brand new contract, and I feel like he's not living to his expectation this year. And basically, I feel like he also demonstrated why he's not studying enough also, too, the way he is playing in the field.
Well, Well, thank you, Ralph. He got the same contract that Deshaun Watson did, and at least he's playing. I know people, well, he didn't play this past week because he was hurt. I think the hamstring injury. He got the same deal, except for he's only getting $160 million guaranteed. I think there's still time for him to turn things around. I have just never been a fan of Cliff Kingsbury. Luke is calling from San Diego.
Hey, JR, what's up?
What's going on?
So I was trying to think of some players that you might not have thought of, and I thought of two actually on the same team. So what about Keenan Allen and Joey Bosa? You got a team with the Chargers trying to put together an awesome team over the last 5 years with literally no market, no fans. And you have these two players that every time this team needs to win games, they're either hurt or they get hurt in the actual game. And it's like, how much more time do the Chargers have to give these players? Like, they're got to be the highest players on each side of the highest paid players on each side of the ball. Like, what gives there? Like, it's sad to see, right?
Yeah, in Keenan Allen's case, it's certainly disappointing. Bosa being younger, you can't necessarily, fault him for the knee injury that he suffered. But those are definitely two injuries. Would I go ahead and place them in the worst contracts in sports? No. But we got a lot of those. I can go up and down rosters in the NFL, in the NBA, and say, this guy's hurt. This guy's hurt. He's not earning his money, earning his keep. I don't know if I'd put – they happen to fall in that category. I'm not going to put them in the worst of the worst.
Well, Keenan Allen, it seems like it's just always the hamstring and the leg, and it's like you keep throwing him out. It seems like maybe prematurely or something, and now it's trickling down to Mike Williams because you're putting too much pressure on other players. I just feel like he's somebody that it's a Carson Wentz effect. Like, are you going to just keep on trusting that this guy's not going to get injured, or are you just going to, like, cut him at some point, you know?
He's had high usage for years now. I mean, he's totally. Always up there when it comes down to catches. He's now pushing 30 years old if he hasn't crossed over it already. And so, yeah, God bless him. I hope that we can actually see him play legitimate football this year, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Shep, that's a lot of names, man.
You think?
And I think all things considered, people really did name every, even the ones we didn't have on the list, people named guys that we thought of, the Ezekiel Elliotts. I
right?
think the only name that we didn't even throw around at all was Giancarlo Stanton. I think we had a caller mention Giancarlo, but
prisoners of the moment. He had a decent playoff outing, unlike that other superstar Bash brother.
Who? Oh, Aaron Judge?
Yes. Judgian Blast guy? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
you
no,
had
sorry.
To,
yeah.
You had to say Judgian Blast yeah. guy. We had to bring up John Sterling. I was thinking that we wouldn't hear about this man until, I don't know, April. Well, maybe we're here
Listen,
tomorrow.
You
because
hosted the fan every week. You know you're going to hear about him before April. Come on now.
Well, we're going to hear about Aaron Judge tomorrow because he's going to be named the MVP of the American League. And so I already know we'll talk about that. Tomorrow is Thursday, so obviously Thursday night football. We got some action tomorrow that you might probably want to pay attention to. The Tennessee Titans and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers trying to get two victories in 1 week. And then you got Tannehill. I don't know what to say about him. The guy drives me nuts. Four interceptions for Tannehill tomorrow. Thursday Night Football. Don't let him throw the rock. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Shep, for an amazing night, as always.
Thank you, as always, JR.
No doubt about it. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. I was going to say Pacific. I don't know what that is, though. People peeing in the Pacific. Anyway, I'm done here. I'll be back tomorrow. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. The JR Sport Brief Show is a wrap.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details.